I've been spending a whole lot of time this summer thinking about the Psalms, and this week, Psalm 16 is one that's really all about comfort and trust. You know, it's a great one to read over and over again, just like so many have read or sung the Psalms over the years. It's a lot like people read or sing Psalm 23. Psalm 16 and Psalm 23 have some similar cadence and some similar words to it. They're filled with celebration and this assurance that God blesses and God cares for all. You know, I've only been the pastor here for 5.5 months. Seems like 5.75 months, I know, but you know, about 5.5 months. But already I have seen that we have a lot to celebrate here. We've come together, and actually we have increased attendance on Sunday morning. You know, too many cars in the parking lot, not enough parking spaces. I know it's summertime, but you know, we have increased our attendance. We've grown spiritually in things like our Lenten studies that we had right away as I got here. We've been involved in the community. We've had the ham dinner, inviting the community. Yes, it's a fundraiser, but the community came together for that. Pancake breakfast, a couple of them at least. Choir fest, a lot of you headed to choir fest, and we sang there. Hosting Lions Club that we've done for years, and I got to join the Lions Club. Thank you, Dick, for being the one who invited me. And now I am, what did it say on the letter? It said, Lion Reverend Kirkmore. It's not Lion Kirkmore. I get Lion Reverend, which is almost a tongue twister, so you don't have to call me Lion Reverend Kirkmore. You can just call me Kirk. You know, that works okay for me, too. Now, we've had the Monday-Thursday service here, Vacation Bible School, a couple of weeks ago, which was just wonderful for at least the 3 days I was here, and I know the 2 days afterwards, and then even this weekend's garage sale. We have increased our giving. Now, to be sure, there's a lot more to go, and we looked at last week and said, oh my goodness, it wasn't so great last week. But we do have a lot more to go, but we have increased our attendance. We've increased our giving. We are growing in faith. We are growing in numbers. We are growing in spirit. You know, I love this congregation. I love this church. And now I've just returned from the 26th General Synod of the United Church of Christ. The 50th anniversary, and it's something that happens every 2 years, not the 50th anniversary, but the General Synod. We worshiped together. We discussed and voted on resolutions. Those are statements and positions about issues related directly to our denomination and issues that relate more broadly to the world. You know, we had wonderful celebrations. We listened to speakers like Bill Moyers and Senator Barack Obama and Marion Wright Edelman and Lynn Redgrave. Who knows Lynn Redgrave? Was that a name there? An actress who just, you know, has gone through a battle with breast cancer and joined a congregation out in Connecticut kind of as a result of wanting to have some community there and has been part of the UCC for 4 years. And we were blessed with the wonderful music of the praise band that was there, the band that was playing, and also the genius of a man named Ken Miedema. Anyone familiar with him? Ken has a gift for writing songs and singing them right after a speaker has spoken, and the songs are about what has just occurred. So imagine if, I'm moved. Imagine if you are moved by something someone has said, and then Ken comes and sings a song about it and keeps going on with lines like, when Marion Wright Edelman talked, it was about caring for our children and giving them health care and making sure that we do not back down when it comes to making sure every child has health care. And she said that even if you want to sit down, I want you to stand up for this. And so Ken's song was, we're going to stand up when we want to sit down. And I remember just weeping as this song was being played. You know, it was a song that was just written on the spot. But sometimes we laugh during Ken's songs, but especially on that one, we were just visibly sobbing as he was singing. We also celebrated these resolutions that we had. Some that, you know, the United Church of Christ is a denomination that is very diverse in the people in it, but often we take stands that people would consider very progressive or liberal, depending on whether you think that's a good or a bad word. But some of the resolutions that we voted on, calling for an end to the war, an end to torture in the Philippines and throughout the rest of the world, a call to ban the use of depleted uranium in the manufacture of weapons, No change in our stand on same-gender marriage, which has been a very difficult position in the congregation in here. It's been a very difficult congregation in the difficult position throughout the denomination, but no change in that. But also a call to more appreciate the diversity of opinions on these issues and also other issues within our denomination. And I came away from Synod saying, I love this denomination. And then around this time of year in the United States, we are celebrating our independence. Patriotic words, patriotic songs, sounds, and signs are everywhere. And even in this time of conflict where people disagree about the direction of leadership and the direction of what is going on in relationship to our country and the rest of the world, we still find this time to celebrate. You know, we wave flags, we sing patriotic songs, we attend and march in parades, and we do ooh and ah when we see the fireworks. We remember the sacrifices of those who helped build and those who continue to protect our nation. I see and I hear those things, and I think, I love this country. And love for country, love for denomination, love for church, they're wonderful. We have wonderful celebrations, and we're joyful with one another because of those celebrations. But I also think that it's easy sometimes to take that joy and turn it into something that is more vitriolic. Look at me with the big words. I had to look that one up. My father said it about 3 years ago, and I was like, what does that word mean, Dad? And I looked it up again, and it's something like caustically and spitefully celebratory, like, we're better than everyone else, you know? What was that? There was a movie. Oh, I can't remember. It was one of the movies, kind of a political-themed comedy, and I remember a candidate would get up there and said, God bless America, and nobody else. You know, it's kind of that kind of a feeling there. Sometimes it's easy to take our joy and be kind of arrogant about it. Our love of church, our love of denomination, our love of country, and even our love for God and God's presence can turn into something other than praise for our Creator. Like, instead of celebrating what we're doing as a church and looking for more ways to reach out in love to God and to love to all, we could start thinking, look at how much better we are than all those other churches in town. But that's not what we're about as God's people. And instead of celebrating the expression of God's extravagant welcome for all in our denomination, all in our world to our denomination, we could start thinking, anyone with an opinion other than mine obviously has it wrong. How could they ever believe that way? We could seek to get rid of anyone who doesn't think the way we do. But that's not what we're about as God's people. And instead of celebrating the liberty and independence we have in this United States of America, we could start thinking, all the people in the other countries are nuts for not doing things the way we do it. Anyone who doesn't think the way we do will get what they deserve. But that's not what we're about as God's people or as citizens of this nation. Instead of coming to God in humbleness and praise, we could look at Psalm 16 and think, I would never do the bad things that the psalmist wrote about. Instead of blessing God and serving God, we could look at Psalm 16 and think, God is on my right hand, approving of all the things I do all the time. But I don't think that that's God's desire for us. I believe that we as a church are called to live out our faith and to live out our love in the community, reaching out to all with God's love and inviting them to experience a community with extravagant welcome. And I believe that we as a denomination were called to work together on things we agree on and to serve together as God's people even when we have trouble agreeing on things. And I believe that in our country we are called to care for the poor and the exploited here and throughout the world. We're called to be a powerful example of peace and cooperation even when we disagree on things. I think that we as God's people are called to look at Psalm 16 and to think, God gives me guidance. God gives me joy. God is the one who gives me a place to rest and keeps me safe. This week, as we celebrate and as we're oohing and aahing, as we are downing as many elephant ears and funnel cakes as our doctor will allow, I'm going to give us a couple phrases to think about. Something to put on the refrigerator, something to write on a note on the bathroom mirror, something to write with soap maybe in the bathroom mirror, although that's really hard to get off, by the way. Unless you use Zest, then it works perfectly. Zest comes off really easily. Here's the phrases. They're the opening and closing lines from today's Bible reading. Keep me safe, O God, for I have come to you for refuge. You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever. Maybe that's a little bit long, and there's copies of the text of the sermon downstairs, but maybe it's something even shorter than that that's inspired by these words from Psalm 16. You bring me joy, God. Please guide me, protect me, and keep me safe. And I'll say it one more time. You bring me joy, God. Please guide me, protect me, and keep me safe. Let's pray. Thank you for the blessings of this day, O God. Thank you for this congregation, for our denomination, for our community, for our nation, for our world. Help us to be good stewards. Help us to care for others. Help us to love you and to love one another. Amen.